Open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 1. That's where we're going to go. But before we get there, I'm going to build a little foundation for the direction that we're going today. Amen. It's important that everyone has a piece of paper and a pencil. So you can have that handy here in a little bit. We have some things that you may need to, we pray that you'll write down. And if you need a pencil or a pen, I know that somebody has somebody to write on, but later if you need a pencil or a pen, just lift up your hand and Quentin will get you one. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, just bear a minute. We'll get it going here in a second. Hallelujah. Praise God. Couple back over here. Chris in the corner there. Amen. Amen. So just give us a foundation for the direction we're going today, so that we all can be on the same page. In Mark 1, verse 15, Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And all of a sudden, there's a couple fishermen that are casting their nets. And they leave their nets and they follow Jesus. And he's coming along and there's a couple more men that's working on nets. And they leave their nets and they follow Jesus. And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is these men were working on nets, but Christ taught them how to net work. And in other words, we're going to be looking at networking today, okay? We're going to be talking about networking for the kingdom. It's kind of even interesting. In John 21, verse 6, they were fishing. They had been fishing all night. And Jesus said, "Cast your net on the right side and you shall find." In other words, Jesus is going to teach them how to catch men. And it's going to have nothing to do with the way that they caught fish. God isn't calling us to go out with some net and snag men and women for the kingdom of God. Even though sometimes as Christians, we think that's what we're supposed to do. But what God wants us to do is he wants us to network, to network. Now listen to me. In Joel chapter 3, verse 14, the Word of God says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. The Lord is near in the valley of decision." And here's what he put in my heart. "Multitudes, multitudes in the Shenandoah Valley of decision. The Lord is near in the Shenandoah Valley of decision." Amen. So with this in mind, we want to go to Romans chapter 1, verse number 15. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, "So as much as in me is," well, that's a hard one to read, "I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." So today I want to take you to his word on his network is the title of this morning's message. And there's three things I want to share with you today. Now I'm going to share in this form because right now it's garden planting season. Most everybody that puts out a garden, they're planting seed now. So we're going to look at the seed, the sower, and the soil. But we're going to twist it around and we're going to talk about networking today. Are you with me? Amen. Everybody here? Amen. If you're here, say amen.
Amen.
If you didn't say amen, Lord, bring them here. They're here and they don't know they're here, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we lift the word together? Amen. Hey, you know what? This is a happy word. Don't get uptight. Don't get uptight. God loves you. He's got some wonderful things to say to you. He's got wonderful plans for your life. No matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like, all things are going to work together for the good, for them that love God and them that are called according to His purpose. Amen. So God has purpose and plan in every life in the room. Amen. Are you with me today? Amen. We're going to come into some unity here. So let's come in unity. Can we lift our words together? And let's say this.
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God wrote this word to me.
I am. What God's word says I am. I can have.
Everything.
God says I can have.
I'll be.
Who God says I'll be. Today. Lord, I'm going to hear your word. And my life's going to be changed. It's never going to be the same. Speak to me today. I'm listening. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. Lord, we're grateful that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're grateful, Lord, that you called each and every one that's gathered here today for your plan. And as we sang in the praise and worship, we said, not our will, but your will be done. And that's our prayer this morning, Father God. Not my will, but your will. Not my words, but your words. Speak through me, Father God. Speak through this vessel today. May each and every one that hear this voice see and hear you speaking through me today. And when all is said and done, all glory and all honor and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Jesus. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So the first we're going to look at the seed. So look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to plant some seed today, okay? You know what we're going to do? With God's help, we're going to not only plant seed today, but we're going to plant seed all week. Amen? Praise God. Verse 23, 1 Peter chapter 1. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The seed being the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Corruptible or incorruptible. A corruptible seed, we could say a corruptible seed may be a mortal seed or a flesh seed, but an incorruptible is a spiritual seed. God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what we're trying to learn is not how we do it in the natural. This is a spiritual war. This is a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual walk. And if I look at a corruptible seed, a corruptible seed is one that's decayed. An incorruptible seed is an undecayed seed. Now, if I'm planting my garden and I plant a corruptible seed, most likely what it's going to grow is a weed. But if I plant and sow an incorruptible seed, a pure seed, it's going to bring forth a fruit. So what's happening in this networking is what the Lord wants to get in our hearts and minds today. We're born again, not of natural things, but unnatural things, by the word of God that lives and abides forever. Amen? So it's not about what I say. It's about what he says. Amen? It's about what he says. I could talk to you all day about Jesus. And you might get interested. But I could speak the word of God, and the word of God is what will have an effect on you. Because it's the word of God that brings life. So our seeds that we're sowing is God's word. All right? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Not born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So turn with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verse 17. The word of God says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be the kind of first fruits of his creatures. In other words, to begat. How many in the Old Testament really couldn't stand to read the genealogies and that begat this and begat this and begat this, and you see all the generations? And God wants you to understand, begat means to be formed. Begat means to be come into existence. And God says, you and I were begat, little Old Testament, we were begat by the word of truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So if we're looking at this, it's the word of truth that has an effect. Amen? Are you with me so far? He says we're kind of first fruits of his creatures. Look with me in Romans chapter 8 and see what Paul says. Gives us a little understanding in first fruits. In Romans 8, verse 23, he says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. In other words, the Spirit is the deposit, okay? We are born again, we're creatures. He's given us the earnest of the Spirit as a deposit in you and I. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Okay. I want you to understand how much power and how much life the word has. If we had revelation of how much power the word had, we would spend more time learning it. And as we spend a little more time learning it, whatever situation and circumstance that we're facing, if we're facing death, we can speak life by his word. Amen? By the word of God. In him was life. The life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not, according to John 1. Amen? So the word is what we're springing. The word is what we're speaking. Matter of fact, in John chapter 1, if you'll turn there for a moment, or just write it down, because I usually go quicker than you can get there. The Bible says, in verse 12 of John 1, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen? Matter of fact, Jesus would say in John 3:3, he would say, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, this seed that we're sowing of the word also gives visual sight in the kingdom of God, here and hereafter. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He, you know, without being born again, we can't really see the things of God. God wants us to see deeper. He wants us to see farther. He wants us to have deeper revelation and deeper understanding. What he is saying is, hey, this seed is the word of God, and it brings life. The Bible says that Jesus said in John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, you hear the sound thereof, you can't tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Amen. The word of God is what brings that life. And why am I saying this? Because God wants us to network. In other words, God wants us to put this together to expand the kingdom of God. In other words, God is building the kingdom. And he isn't finished building the kingdom until the trumpet sounds. And then when the trumpet sounds, the church age, their time is over. And then it's the time for the Jews. Amen. Are you with me, anybody? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? See, the seed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. The seed, the word of God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now he wants to talk to the sower. The sower. You know, I can have all of these seeds in the counter of my house. But unless I go and put them in the ground, I can wish and I can pray all day long, and unless I put those seeds in the ground, there's not a harvest coming up in my garden. Amen? That seed has to be sown. And for you that have been lazy and haven't been taking care of your garden and sowing your seeds, God says, get busy. Amen? Paul said in verse 15, he said, so as in Romans 1:15, he said, so as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel. Amen? Amen? I'm ready to announce some good news. Amen?
Amen.
Don't bear with me. We're going to do here some networking here in a minute. Are you with me?
Amen.
Okay. Turn with me to Mark 16. Verse 15, familiar scripture. You know I'm an evangelist, so I'm always going to speak about evangelizing. The word of God says, and he said unto them, verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of the Father. Recognize something. Amen? That he ascended up to heaven. This isn't heaven. This is earth. This is earth. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place that where I am, there ye may be also. In other words, God has given us the kingdom on earth, but this isn't his kingdom. There's a heaven. One day the trumpet's going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to rise to meet the Lord in the air, to ever be with the Lord. And those who are alive are going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. I believe that because God's word says this. Amen. He says in this world we're going to have some tribulation, but we can be of good cheer because he has overcome this world. Amen. Amen. His kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We're God's kingdom here on earth. Amen. We walk in kingdom authority. He's given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He said in Matthew 16, John 16, he said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. I'll give you a key to unlock doors. Amen. He's given us keys to the kingdom. Amen. But he wants us to preach the gospel. He wants us to sow seeds. Then he says in verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Confirming the word with signs. What preceded the signs? What preceded the signs? Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs. So what preceded the signs? The word. The word of God is what speaks life. The word of God is what brings life. The word of God is what gives life. Amen. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. Hallelujah. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. We should get ready to shout. Can we get ready to shout?
Now
we're getting ready. We're getting prepared. Can we get ready to shout? Hey, can we have a little fun in church? Come on. Come on. Shake the one next to you and say, hey, let's have a good time today. Hallelujah. We're God's children. God, hey, look to the one beside you and say, Pastor Raiden preaching at us. He's got a word for us. Hallelujah. It's not at you. It's for you. It's not just for you. It's for everyone that's around you. God wants us to get out of the mentality of working with nets and get into the mentality of networking. I was kind of interesting this morning. I saw on Facebook John Coates. He had an old-timey computer, and well, it's a new age because we would have something different, like touch tone, like rotary dial phones or something. But he had on there an old-timey computer. It said, old school, new school. Ready, set, grow. In other words, are we still stuck in the old school? Or are we taking advantage of the new school? Are we taking advantage for what God has given us? Now, look into you. In Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to go somewhere real quick here. Mark chapter 4. Verse 14, what does the sower sow? According to Mark 4:14, what does the sower sow? The sower sows what? So the sower sows the word. Now, I usually don't ask you to do this, but everyone that has a cell phone, I want everyone to take their cell phone out. Can everyone get their cell phone? If you have a cell phone, get your cell phones out. If you don't have it, or get your pencil and your paper. Get ready to write. You don't have a cell phone? Yep, everybody got it in their hand? Hold them up. Let's see all who's got one. Now, on our cell phones, all of us have a friends list or your directory. How many on your phone have at least 5 people that don't know Jesus? Let me see your hand. Okay, you with me? Here's what I want you to do. Get your piece of paper and a pencil out. Your paper and pencil. You ready to write? In other words, we're going to network. We're going to network together for the kingdom of God. Tomorrow, Monday, I want you to pick out them 5 people, and you're going to send something to those 5 people, something every day this week. You're going to send them just a text message. Monday, I want you to send out Romans 3:23, and I want you to write it out. Romans 3:23. Monday, you send out, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I don't want you to say anything else. I want you to send the word. The same person each day for all week. Tuesday, to the 5 people, I want you to send out Romans 6:23 written out. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All right? That's all I want you to send out. They're probably going to think you're crazy. That's okay. Is it okay if we get a little crazy for Jesus? Yes.
What was that word, Romans 6:23?
Yes, ma'am. On Wednesday, I want you to send out John 3:16. It's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Thursday, I want you to send them Isaiah 53:6. That we like sheep have all gone astray to each our own way and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. Isaiah 53:6. Friday, I want you to send out John 14:6. For he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by the Son. Saturday, I want you to text them and ask them if they would like to receive this gift that God is offering to them. Networking. Sunday, I want you to invite them to church. Now listen to me. Well, Pastor, some will say, well, I don't know. Listen to this. You know why I just asked you to do that? Because the Lord told me to ask you to do that. Hello? What are we here for? We're here to expand the kingdom of God. Amen? And what's going to change? A born again, not of corruptible seed, incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen? Send us the word. What we're depending on is the word of God. Now, I don't want you just to, I just don't want you to text, but I'd like you to do something else when you text it. I'd just like for you to say, Jesus, thank you for this seed that I'm sowing today. And all you ask me to do is sow the seed. The outcome is between them and you. All he's asking us to do is sow incorruptible seed. So what we're sowing is the pure word of God. Amen? You hear me? Got me? Can I hear amen?
Amen.
How many's going to do this week? Let me see your hands. Can you give her the, can make sure that, pass it down so she can copy that? Did everybody get it? It's in the bulletin. Amen. It's right there. Man is a sinner and heaven is free. God is love. Christ died for you and me. If by faith you receive, you will live eternally. We're not in the church yet. We're in the midst of getting them saved. Amen. And what the Lord is wanting to show us is networking. You know, when the woman of Samaria went to meet Jesus at the well, when Jesus was there at the well, the Bible says that the woman went back to Samaria and told about a man that knew everything. And the Bible says many of the Samaritans came to know Jesus. When the demoniac of the Gadarenes was delivered from the demonic possession, the Bible says he went back and published in Decapolis all that God had done. What God is saying to you and I is, hey, we have a media network. It's sort of like ABC, NBC, CBS. With this network, with these networks, there's all kinds of affiliates around the stations around the world, but they're all ABC, CBS, NBC. We're a part of a great big network. We're part of the greatest network in the world. We're children of the Most High God. Amen. 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 And we're affiliated with others all around the world. And what God is wanting us to do is use all these means of media or communication to send the message. Amen. Okay. Now he wants to go to the soil. The soil. Stay in Mark chapter 4. We were in the sower soweth the word. Then sometimes you'll throw some seeds in the ground, and they are they that are by the wayside where the word is sown. And when they have heard it, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You know, that devil is always trying to steal. He wants to steal everything that God's doing. So it's important that we follow through. This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Amen? Amen. We want to, and if we do this, man, the house should be full of new believers next week when Larry's here with the Compassion Ministries. Amen. And then he's going to have a rhema word from God to share with them. Amen. 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 Get Carl out of the way. Hallelujah. Praise God. And to be transparent with everybody, because everybody's wondering, I'm going to be at the beach. Yep. I'm taking a vacation. And this is a novel thing for me because I don't know how to vacation.
That's right.
I don't know how. I'm not a good vacator. All right. All right. So you have to pray for me that I'll be able to cast all this on the Lord and just be able to rest in Him.
Amen.
You know, I'm not only going for vacation to spend time with my children and my grandchildren because we're all going together. I'm going to spend some time alone with the Lord without the everyday things that come on me so I can get a rhema fresh word for the Lord. I need something fresh from Him. I need something new. Amen. I'm looking for a fresh word from the Lord. I need to hear something new. Amen. Not that it's changed, but I want Him to give me a fresh revelation on something. To show me something that He's already shown me before, but most of the time I forgot. It got buried under the cares and troubles of the world, and it got buried there, and He wants to resurrect that word, get that word back so it have life. Amen. You know, and sometimes we throw seeds that go on the wayside. Other times it may be on the stony ground. We're sown in the stony ground. And when they've heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, but they have no root in themselves. So endure but for a time. Afterward, the affliction, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. You know what most of the time people get offended by in the word of God? When the devil does something and they give God the glory for it. In other words, there's a sickness or there's a disease or someone dies and it's God's fault. If God loved me, He would have done this. I want you to know there's no greater love than God has for you. But we live in a sick and a dark and a demonic world. We're under a curse of sin, a curse of sickness and disease in this world. And we have the power in Jesus' name to walk in victory. Amen. But we have to recognize that we truly have an adversary. And we can't take him for granted. Some people said he's little. No, he isn't. He was the chief of the angels in heaven. He was the chief worship leader of heaven. We have a formidable foe. But the best thing we have is we serve one, the greatest one. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And when we have revelation of that, the weapons that are formed against us will not prosper. The tongues that rise up, we're not going to condemn them, but we'll condemn the words because we know who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, there's seeds that are sown. Sometimes in gardens, you might have a rocky soil. And then there's the thorny soil. When the cares of this world, deceitful of riches and lust and other things enter in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Amen. In other words, Jesus made it just as simple as can be. In John 16:33, he says, seek ye first. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. I better go to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Amen. Are you with me? That was Matthew 6:33. I'm sorry. Anytime there's a misquote or whatever, that's not him, that's me. He doesn't make mistakes. I do. Amen. He doesn't make mistakes. You do. He doesn't make mistakes. We do. All right. And always saying to you and I, hey, it's when we mess up, confess up. If you mess up, fess up. That's when he says, confess your faults one to another and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. He's always there to help us and to carry us through. But then there's those that are sown on the ground, the good ground, which hear the word and receive it and bring forth some fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. In other words, they're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. And again, all God's saying for you to do, only thing he asks us to do is sow. Sow seeds. You know, when we're looking at Hosea 10:12, he says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. I heard a man of God say one time, he said, well, I don't have to sow. I can't sow righteousness. I can't grow righteousness because I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that is absolutely right. You're the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but I want you to look at the scripture of the Old Testament a little bit different. I want you to hear this. We're the righteousness of who? Jesus Christ. So sow to yourselves in Jesus Christ. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground of your heart. It's time to seek Jesus until he comes and rains righteousness all upon you. So Jesus reigns all upon you. So it's not no longer I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me. Amen? Let me just give some edification and clarification there. When I was talking about that righteousness, that isn't what the prophet Hosea was speaking, but we're known as the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is my righteousness. So when I look at that, I can say, hey, I'm going to sow to myself Jesus Christ. When I sow and receive Jesus as the seed, I reap in mercy. Amen? And he breaks up the fallow ground, the stony, that wayside heart, that stony heart, that thorny heart. Break up the fallow ground. It's like that garden. It's like that garden when you plant your garden. You plow it and then you what? You till it. Why? Why do you do that? To get rid of the weeds and so the seed and the fruit can grow. And then all of a sudden there's reigning Jesus all over you. Amen? Amen? So in closing today, we find the seed, the sower, and the soil. But to sum it all up, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, the Word of God says, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? If it's the truth, and the truth is what makes us free. You know, on the day of Pentecost, when the church was formed, in Acts chapter 2, verse 21, it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But what did Paul say? He said, how can they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? He says, as it is written, how beautiful are the mountains at the feet of him that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. He said, they have not all believed the gospel. And who will believe our report? Then he said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. In other words, Jesus said, for by grace we are saved by faith, that not ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest we should boast. So many times we, with programs and different things, we try to work so hard for the kingdom. We try to work with these nets, and the Holy Spirit is just saying, my son, the Father says, my son accomplished everything. Turn that around and let the net work. You know, we're going to cast a gospel net. There's gospel net that's going out all over the world today. There's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming to Jesus right now. Right now. There's men and women of God that are using TV and radio and internet and all these sources to increase the kingdom of God. Amen. God is saying to you and I, let's get in with the time. The word will not change, but the methods change. Kids, y'all know more about these things and computers than any of us do. Put them to work. Amen. I know one thing I love. I get on Facebook and I love it. I connect with a lot of people that speak the word. And I get so many words from all over the world. And it's so encouraging. I don't know about you, but the word of God lifts me up. There is something inside of me. There is something inside of you. When the word gets in there, it gets it excited. Come on now. Can't we get a little excited for the kingdom of God? Come on now. Come on now. Hey, pastor, you don't understand. Well, I'm an introvert. I'm not an extrovert. Oh, wow. What a medium for an introvert. Well, pastor, I can't stand up and talk in front of anybody. Woo! Guess what? It's going to speak for me. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Do you hear what the Lord's saying today? Do you hear me? Do you hear what He's saying today? Gosh. Are you ready to do what God's called us to do? Let's all stand with bow our heads and pray together. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, we're getting ready to cast the net. But it's not like a common net. It's a network. And Father, I thank you for every man and woman that's in the room today, Father God. That you called each and every one of us for a time such as now. This is a now time. It's now faith, Father God. You said now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our hope is in you, Father God. And I know there's some things that the men and women that are gathered here today have not witnessed and have not seen yet. So, Father, I pray, Father God, I pray that they just believe you at your word and walk.